Hey, sucker. You're listening to Free Range Radio, 101.5 UMFM.
Yeah. Yeah. We are. Hey, it is Free Range Radio. It is Thursday night, so it's steel belted Free Range Radio, don't you know? And, see, now it just all goes wrong. Welcome, everybody. We are here till 8 o'clock playing you the good stuff, and we always endeavor to do just that, play the good stuff. But if you don't think it's good enough, well, you just give us a call, 204-269-8636, 269-UMFM, Jeff at tellthebandtogohome.com, or Jeff at steelbeltedradio.com, or, you know, I got 1,000 email addresses. You want me to list them off? Give us an email. You can give us a call here, 204-269-8636. I think I said that. And we're on the Facebook, we're on the Twitter, and we're going to do a thing. It's going to be good. And the technology is already not cooperating with me today, which is never a good sign. Don't really know what to do about that. You know what I'm going to do? Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to play you this. I meant to play this for you last week, but I screwed up. And so now I get to play it for you this week while I figure out what's going on. All right. Here's something brand new, important message from an amazing band, Great Canadians, with something that's on their mind. Here's something new from Blue Rodeo.
Your pipeline will spill its disease, and you shut down all the research libraries, and you muzzled all the white coats in your laboratories. Then you set your sights on the CBC. You're stealing all my dreams. Whatever happened to our democracy? Well, this train came into town, the Reform Party. Little King Stevie and his monarchy behind the closed doors of corporatocracy. You're stealing all my dreams. You're like some enemy conspiracy, the greatest threat to my security. 'Cause you'll throw me in jail 'cause I disagree, and I'm so scared of your oil industry. 'Cause I love the rivers and I love the streams, but I'm scared for the children and the babies. I love the forest and I love the trees. Have you forgotten that you work for me? You can stop by honoring the treaty.
You know what? I'm having a flashback here. I think it was the last time I played that song, or maybe when I was just getting ready to play that song. I stopped the other song that we were listening to and then went to that song because I screwed up. And now it's all coming full circle because I stopped that song by accident because I'm not very smart. Did you get enough of the message? Is that enough of the message? Oh, boy. Here's something that was a Greg Keeler in Blue Rodeo. Here's something that Greg produced. Boy, his name came up a lot last night. You know what I just realized? He actually didn't produce this one. I just wanted to clear that up for you.
Stopping now, but so is that old life remains unchanged. Through a farmer's eyes, in a farmer's eyes, the world's the same. He'll make proud his father's father's name. And not a day's work means not a fence pay. Grass grows high in his fields of pain and pay.
Something absolutely stunningly beautiful from the May Hemingways. Made a stop in town last night at the Old Sunset Saloon and blew me away, that's for sure. And they sold a lot of CDs last night. So I know I'm not the only one, and man, did we have a good time with them. They'll be back through town on October 28th to play at the Cavern with Andrew Neville and his Poor Choices on their very last, after 12 years, Wednesday night. Andrew Neville's been holding down that spot for 12 years, and this month is the last month, which is crazy. I mean, it's travesty. It's tragic. What's even worse is that I've never gone. But on October 28th, I'm gonna make a genuine effort to rectify that and get down there and check that out. Because the May Hemingways, oh boy, were they so good, so good, so good. Before that, we heard something from Melissa Payne. I thought it was from her latest record, High and Dry, but it's from the self-titled record earlier on. And that's a song that I had kind of, I hadn't listened to it in a while. I hadn't really paid attention to it anyway. And she played it last night, and it was so, so great. Farmer's Eyes there from Melissa Payne. And a bit of something from from Blue Rodeo before that. Of course, Blue Rodeo coming to town, just announced in January, which is pretty exciting. Along with Tara Lightfoot. There you go. You know what? I'm just gonna play a bunch of good stuff, and that always makes me feel better. Gets the engine running a bit smoother, and hopefully, you know, we'll get this thing back on the rails. Okay, here's a gorgeous one, man. Oh man, this song just jumped out at me. It's one of those CDs. It's a good CD overall. Don't get me wrong. I'm not knocking the CD at all because I quite like it. But this song just jumps out of it as the one that you need to hear. And boy, is it a beauty. From a record called Made Us Strangers, these folks call themselves the Young Novelists.
Mistake. sing, I recall the tune. Perhaps I will see you soon. Perhaps I will see you soon.
Hey, this is Brandi Carlile, and you're listening to Steel Belted Radio, 101.5 UMFM.
Listen to the wind blow. lot of things we didn't want to see, but I'm glad we did. I know a lot of times we fell out of line, but we fell back in. I think we lost the keys to the kingdom before we've seen them. Don't be sad. Don't be sad. It took a lot of time for us to find what words we need. Spent a lot of time before our times were a nickel piece. I think we lost the keys to the kingdom before we'd seen them. Don't be sad. Don't be sad. Don't be sad. Don't be sad. Cause we won't have to live this way forever. It's hard to compromise the things we have. Don't be sad. Don't be sad. Talk to you. Do you have faith? Money can. Don't be sad. Don't be sad. Don't be sad. Talk to you. Don't be sad. We'll be right back.
Yeah, sometimes after you play a song, you try to make sure there's another song coming up next. I'll just pretend that the set was supposed to end there. That was Nebraska from the Cash Brothers there, from their great record. And boy, oh boy, is it great. How was Tomorrow? Nebraska. Before that, we heard Whiskey Town in there with Don't Be Sad from the Pneumonia record. We heard Brandi Carlile doing a cover of Fleetwood Mac's The Chain from one of those Starbucks Sweetheart CDs, the 2004 edition. Was it? No, 2014. 2014, that was like last year, right? Before that, a song that reminds me a whole lot of Fleetwood Mac's The Chain, to be honest with you, but boy, is it gorgeous. Something from the Young Novelists. We heard Always Make the Mistake from their Made Us Strangers record here on Steel Belted Radio. You got any requests? You got something to say? You got something on your mind? Obviously, judging by the lack I don't even know what I'm saying. I should probably just like not speak for the rest of the show. I think that's probably the right way to go. Here, you know what? I'll play you this again because I haven't gotten tired of it, and I'm sure you haven't either. I'm working on some big things for the Pledgerama shows. You know, we got the Pledgerama coming up. It kicks off on the 16th of October, runs to the 23rd. So I got a couple of shows in there. I got Sunday the 18th to fill, and then Thursday the 22nd. And honestly, you know, I usually blow the wad on the Sunday show. People always pledge to the Sunday show, and then nobody really cares by the Thursday. You know, usually by then, if we're lucky, we've either surpassed our goal or we're getting real close, and things are going along good. So sometimes on the Thursday show, all right, that'll be better. Sometimes on the Thursday show, it seems like the wind has gone out of the sails. So I try to stack it with special guests to get you excited, and I've got two. And I'm pretty excited, and hopefully nothing changes, and hopefully both these guys will be down here on Thursday the 22nd, coming for, excuse me, I've been trying to get this guy down here for quite a while, and he finally relented and said yes. So the plan is Thursday, October 22nd, for us to get to know this guy a little bit better. He's got a new song, which I played for you last week, and I just love it so much. Still think you should go out and buy it, maybe buy a copy or two. I bought two just to show the guy some support because it's so good. It's called Earthly Days. It's produced by Scott Nolan, who is expected to join us on Thursday the 22nd, as well as this man, William Prince. Still about the rating.
Of my eye, covered in grace, 'cause you worked in a diner, kind to every son and daughter. Girl, I swear this been coming for a long, long time. And any bed is a queen when there's one laying in it. All great things had their beginnings. Feel it in your gaze, you're just looking for some peace of mind. Took us 6 years and 4 days to finally get married. Look at me, getting all carried away. From our fears is where we will tarry on. And I swear you could show me the light, bring me back to Jesus Christ, 'cause I want more than just these earthly days. You can have all my earthly days. Go ahead and take all my earthly days. Lay awake all night and my earthly days. You can have all my earthly days.
flashing neon sign keeps me up all night. Well, they're crying about it down the hall. Another roadie in the shower stall. I don't know if I'll ever feel clean again. Plans and the friends that I made around here. But I'm not saying that I blame no one for all of this that I got on. I just know I gotta get my head clear. I'm going back to Tuareg.
The mighty, mighty D-Rangers. You know, sometimes you read a headline just before you go on the air, and you, once again, wish that you had another song planned because, well, I got to share. This is the headline. CBC News, okay? CBC legitimate news. Burger King customers spooked by green poop after eating the Halloween Whopper. So, there's apparently a Burger King Halloween Whopper with a black bun, and if you eat it, your poop turns green. And, and, yeah, it's apparently a thing now. Someone called it a Hulk poop. back to the D-Rangers. The D-Rangers are Trois-Rivières. Don't you miss the D-Rangers? Don't you wish they'd put out a new record? Well, friends, we got the exciting news. Coming up on the 19th, the October 19th, that's a Monday, the D-Rangers will drop a brand new record called Barbaric Cultural Practices, which is so awesome. And I have it on good authority that there's an amazing Willie P. Bennett cover on the list of songs recorded for that record. And I also negotiated a premiere You want to hear that Derangers record first? You listen to Tell the Band to Go Home on October the 18th, our Pledge Drive, Pledgerama show. We're trying to get Jackson on the phone as well. Maybe some new stuff off of his record, which is coming out. Well, he's working on it anyway. But he's going to be in the Yukon, and things are going to be weird, I guess. So we're going to see. We're going to try to get Jackson on the line. But he did promise that we could be the first to play the new Derangers record. Right here, October 18th. So tune in for that on our Pledgerama show. Before that, we heard Scott Nolan and Willie Sugarcaps from the album Silver Hill. Forever is a long time. We've been playing you that song over and over and over again because it's so amazing. I'm here to tell you that the rest of the record is amazing too. And I'm trying to get Scott to let us play a bunch of stuff on the Pledgerama show as well. He plans to come by on the 22nd, though. Maybe he'll play some live, and maybe we can twist his arm and let us play some more songs off that record on that that Pledgerama show. And he's supposed to come and join his good friend William Prince. We heard him in there with Earthly Days featuring Scott playing on there, and the amazing Lynn Miles singing backups all over that gorgeous, gorgeous tune. You can pick it up now on the iTunes or on the Google thing or whatever. Just don't be a cheapskate and only stream it, because that sucks. Okay, you know what? I'm going to take a quick commercial break, and I'm going to come back, and I'm going to play some more music. You like music, don't you? Well, stick around.